Well, I'm talking to you tonight about refreshing your faith. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now listen. Hallelujah. Are you born of God tonight? Whatsoever. I mean, it didn't just say whosoever. It says whatsoever is born of God. Hallelujah. Overcomes the world. So if you're born of God, bless God, it's a given. You're going to overcome the world. You overcome the world. Hallelujah. And it said, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It's your faith that overcomes the world. And who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So, you know, we think faith is, it's hard to have faith. It's not. God give us his faith. He said, you're given the measure of God's faith. So then he said, if you got the faith, you overcome the world through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I'm talking to you about your faith tonight. You have to know about faith and how it's going to work in order for you to get healed most of the time. Now, there are times when you can get healed on somebody else's faith, but you really need to exercise your faith if you're going to get healed. That other person may not be there when you need a healing. You understand? See, we need to get a checkup from the neck up. What are you thinking? Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2:2-4. It said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. How shall the just live? By faith. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? See, I want to encourage you to have faith for these last days. We need faith that takes and doesn't give out on you. People, I'm going to tell you something. If you're listening to the news, you know it. We're in end times. And you're going to need your faith. I mean, bless God, you're going to need to build that faith. And God's word is so true. I mean, he does exceedingly abundantly above all he asks or all that you can ask or think. His word is so true. Hallelujah. Bless God, you got to know that. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. See, bless God, we get so upset about faith, but see, it's his faith, and he's the author and the finisher of it. Hallelujah. If you let him, glory to God, come on. Hallelujah. It says, glory. You know, Hebrews 12:2 now, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, you know what? He went, it said, for the joy that was set before him. Hey, I see the cross set before him. I see him sweating in the garden set before him. I see him having to put up with this mess setting before him. You understand? Maybe you think he got a great shake when he got you. Honey, bless God, we're all a mess, and he takes us and molds us and makes us into something that he can use. Isn't that great? But we don't even have to worry about it because it's his faith, and he's the author and the finisher. He's going to finish your faith. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just trust him. Say that you don't know what kind of mess I am. You don't know what kind of mess I was. Maybe you still think I'm a mess, but bless God, I'm not as bad as I was. Hallelujah. You know, take that word and put it in you and meditate on it and make that what is your answer. You understand? In the Amplified, it says, looking away from all that will distract. You know, the pain, the symptoms, the test, the lack. It says, looking away from all that will distract. You know how much is there to try and distract you? But he says, to Jesus. I mean, we got to look to Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our behalf, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. See, that's what you want to do with faith. Bring it to maturity. You want your faith to come to maturity. Are you awake? Hallelujah. Smile or shake a bush or do something, okay? You want to bring your faith. Yeah. Woo, woo. Bring your faith to maturity. Make sure your faith works for you. Faith is how God operates. And if you want anything from God, you're going to have to get it by faith. I've told you that before. Hebrews 11:6 says, "For without faith, it is impossible to please him." Well, let me read it from the Amplified. "It is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whosoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out." Do you understand? He said it's not enough just to believe that he is. You got to believe that he is. But you got to believe that he's a rewarder. Bless God, he's not a subtractor. He's not a divider. He's a rewarder. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a reward. Oh, you shouldn't want anything from God. Listen, when I came to God and gave him my life, I wanted something. I wanted eternal life. Hallelujah. You know, when I gave him my life, I expected him to take me. Hallelujah. So, you know what? We need to expect God to do something when we come to him. And we can trust him. Hallelujah. Bless God. Most Christians act like that God didn't help them. He does. You don't have to get worried. Just like Marge said, leave it in the bag. Hallelujah. Bless God. You can't handle it. See, it's impossible to please him without faith. People call us those faith people. Well, honey, bless God. What are you, unbelief people, unbelieving people? You know, yes, we're faith people. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. And you got to believe that not only does he exist, but that he's going to help you. Hallelujah. Bless God. That's very interesting. See, you're going to need to know the reality of the new creation. Know who you are. And have no doubt about the Bible being the absolute word of God. Hallelujah. For you have to have faith in God, and you have to believe that the book, this book, is the infallible word of God, and that you can bet your life on it. And I'm not talking about gambling here. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that you can take it to the bank. If God said it, he said, if you ask anything according to my will, you know I hear you. And if you know I hear you, boy, I've been just meditating that over and over again. If you know I hear you, then you know you have what you ask for. So you better know what his word says, because his word is his will. Hallelujah. And see, when you're discussing faith, you have to feed your faith. In Matthew 4:4, it says, "But he replied, it has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that cometh forth from the mouth of God." Hallelujah. You can't live by just food. You got to feed your spirit for your spirit to grow. Hallelujah. Listen, are you going to be victorious or are you going to just barely drag through? Glory to God. God said we could have victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. We can have victory. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we have an inheritance in the word, but you won't get it beyond your level of growth and understanding. You have to grow in your faith. If you don't know what the word says, I had a little gal come just lately. She came and got saved, never been in a church before, never been inside a church before. A woman in the United States, never been inside the church before. So I said, I got her a Bible and I said, start in the book of John. So she brings it back the next week and she says, is John in here? You know, we think that's funny, but you know what? Somebody who's never been in the word, they don't know. Bless God. So I want to teach her that this word is true and that she can believe it. I'm not going to do what was done to me. Sometimes God says yes and sometimes God says no and sometimes he says may. That is not true. He said all the promises of God are yes and amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if there's a promise there, God said yes to it. He won't tell you no. Hallelujah. Get in that word, find your promises and stand on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It'll work, people. I've been working it for years. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you how many. But you know, just like when you feed your natural body, it gets stronger. Your spirit, as you feed it, it'll get stronger. If you'll feed your spirit the word of God, your spirit will go strong just like your body does. And you know, we call the output of that faith. Hallelujah. Take that word. Put it in you. Find a word. There's an answer for everything we ever need in that word. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. If you'll feed your Spirit, the word of God, your spirit will be strong just like your body is when you feed it. Faith is a force that can do some things for you. Faith is like a servant, and it'll do some things for you. You understand that? I never understood that scripture. Let me read that to you. Luke 17, start with verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith, that trust and confidence that springs from our belief in God. And the Lord answered, if you had faith, trust, and confidence in God, even so small, like a grain of mustard seed, you could say this mulberry tree. Hallelujah. He's talking about a specific mulberry. He said, you'd say to this tree, hallelujah, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. It what? The tree. The tree would obey you. Well, bless God, you may not need a tree to obey you, but you may need the cancer to obey you. You may need some sickness to obey you. Hallelujah. He said, well, any man of you, and this was what I didn't understand, and I saw it just real plain. Well, any man of you who has a servant plowing or tending sheep, say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and take your place at the table. Will he not instead tell him, get my supper ready, gird yourself and serve me while I eat and drink, then afterwards you yourself shall eat and drink. Is he grateful and does he praise that servant because he did what he was ordered to do? He's talking about faith there. You understand? He's saying, tell your faith what, glory, come on. Tell your faith what to do. Hallelujah. If you don't tell it what to do, it won't do it. You tell your faith what to do. Hallelujah. You begin to speak to that stuff and tell it. It's just like a servant that would just sit down and not do what he's supposed to do. He said, faith is your servant. Hallelujah. Use your faith just like a tool. If you was going to drive a nail, you'd take a hammer and beat on it. Well, bless God, take your faith, take that word of God and just beat on that thing until you force it to work. You're not forcing God. You're forcing the word to do what God said it would do. Are you getting that? Hallelujah. Bless God. He's talking about faith and it working for you. See, we saw that when Jesus spoke to the fig tree in Mark 11, 12, on the day following, when they had come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. It's very hard for me to read it out of the Amplified when I'm used to quoting it out of the King James. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for a fig season was not yet come. I believe that tree should have had figs. That was a lying tree, you understand? It was a hypocrite tree. It's supposed to have figs that had nothing but leaves. See, I don't think Jesus would have been looking for figs if there was not supposed to have been any. You understand? Jesus was brought up in that country, and he knew when the figs should have been there. Hallelujah. And he said that no one ever again shall eat fruit from you. And his disciples were listening to what he said. You know, they didn't overhear him. They heard him. He's talking to a tree, people. Hallelujah. People think it's dumb when you talk to the weather. Well, bless God, you saw that thing went around us last night. They were saying all this stuff was coming. I just kept talking to it. Hallelujah. Roy said, he's got some tomatoes that he planted. He said, Evelyn, you think my faith is strong enough to stand with you and believe that the hail won't hit my tomatoes? So anyway, I told him, so, well, if you'll stand with me, hail won't hit your tomatoes. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, that tree could be anything in your life, any obstacle standing in your way. You understand that? Anything that's standing in the way of you getting what you're believing for. What's standing in your way? Hallelujah. Maybe you think it's your husband or your wife. It's not. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, it's something harassing your family. It's symbolic of problems in your life. And he spoke to it. You understand? He said to it. He spoke to the problem. Hallelujah. We want to gripe about the problem and talk about it. He spoke to the problem. You got something standing there? Speak to that. Hallelujah. Maybe it's a pain. Talk to that thing. Tell it you have no right to be on my body. Hallelujah. There was a lady called me today from a different church and just found out she had cancer. And I told her, I said, just don't take their word for it. You know, it's hard to get somebody to build a house in the middle of a storm. But bless God, you know what? Don't, that doctor's not an expert. He's practicing. He only sees what he sees. We have some inside information. But you know what? She's not where I am, maybe. You know, maybe she doesn't know what I know. See, I tell the devil, you ain't doing this to me. Hey, fella, forget it. I know what belongs to me. And I know that healing is mine. I know that peace of mind is mine. I know that provision is mine. So you get your hands off my stuff. Get out. In Jesus' name. But a lot of people are begging God, oh, God, come and do this for me. He's not going to do for you what he told you to do. You understand? He's just not going to. Hallelujah. He told us to do some things. And he said right here, he said, no one shall ever eat fruit from you again. I mean, he told the tree what it was going to do. Did it do it? Yes, it did. Dried up. Hallelujah. He didn't pray about it, did he? Oh, Father, come and curse this tree. He did not pray about it. He talked to it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm all for talking to the Lord and praying. But you know what? There's some things we just need to take authority over. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. Praise God. And when the evening was come, he and his disciples, as a custom, went out of the city. And in the morning, when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to the roots. Hallelujah. Bless God. And Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed has withered away. And Jesus replying, now listen, he's talking to the disciples for our benefit. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly, or have the God kind of faith. Truly I tell you, whosoever, are you a whosoever tonight? Bless God. Says to the mountain, be lifted up. Now he's not talking real estate here. He's talking about that problem. Be lifted up and thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart at all, but believes that what he says will take place. It will be done for him. It will be done for him. If you will say and won't doubt, but believe that what you say will come, it will be done for the him. Now I'm telling you, when you're believing for people, when there's a person involved, you got their will. So sometimes, man, you got to put your everything you got against it. And sometimes, you know, God won't break their will, but I'm telling you what, he can put so much pressure on them, they'll be glad to turn around. But you know what? It's harder when you're believing for people than it is when you're believing for a thing or a pain or a disease. Hallelujah. Bless God. And we have been taught wrong, you know, for years. We've been taught that you can't claim your family and you don't know. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. God has promised my family. He has promised that. And you can claim your family and believe every single one of them. I remember we had a girl who her cousin shot himself. And she was just so upset because, you know, she thought he went to hell because he was in such a mess. And somebody, I remember Bev said to her, if God has to reach down at the last minute, and she did that, and reach down and get him, he will. And at the funeral, this man come up and he said, I want to tell you the vision I had. He said, I saw as he shot himself that I saw these sandal feet walk up and reach down. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, people. As long as you'll believe, God has promised you and your house. Hallelujah. You may be very surprised when you get to heaven to see some of the people you didn't think made it. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God is not trying to get us out, keep us out of heaven. He's trying to get us in. And he has promised. Hallelujah. But he said, truly I tell you, whosoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt it all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it shall be done for him. Hallelujah. What is the God kind of faith? It's the faith that believes and speaks. That you believe the things you say will come to pass. You understand? You believe something and you speak it. You believe that what you say will come to pass. Hallelujah. Decree and declare a thing. Hallelujah. And you don't look at it. And if it doesn't happen right then, just think it's not working. Honey, bless God, it's working. Hallelujah. Some things may take years, but it'll come if you'll just stand. Hallelujah. God has promised. And his promise is on the line. See, look at this. God wants us, you know, he wants to get out of you what he's put in you. You hear me? What do you think God's put in you? He's put the Holy Ghost in you. He's put the power of God in you. He's put the ability to talk like God. He's put the anointing in you. He's put that royalty in you. Oh, glory to God. You understand? He's put all that in you. And he's trying to get out of you what he's put in you. Hallelujah. And you're just poor mouthing and telling what all the devil's done. Cut it out. Cut it out. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, he wants to get all the potential out of you. He wants it to manifest out of you. Continue to use those, you know, he wants to continue to use the eternal capabilities even after you leave this earth. Pastor Kevin's been teaching that, you know, it's not all for here. And that it's not going to, I mean, your eternal life don't start when you get to heaven. It started when you know, eternal life was really, your spirit's going to live somewhere, whether it gets saved or not. But once that eternal life with Jesus started, bless God, the minute you accepted Jesus Christ. Glory, isn't this good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I always get whole lot more out of this than you do. I love it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he's been teaching us that we don't begin to live when we get to heaven. We can start now and take some stuff with us. Glory to God. Do you know what I'm going to take with it? Glory, I'm going to take some people with me. Hallelujah. Bless God. I'm going to take some families with me. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, potential is hidden abilities, something hidden under the cover. Did you ever watch a drag race and they use these old cars? And man, they move like crazy and you wonder how they do that. And they compete to see who's going to win. Well, the old cars are what they call a souped up. You know, they're souped up. That means under the hood, there's something else. Hallelujah. Maybe old on the outside. It could be an old 32 Chevy. But on the inside, it's got a 2014 engine. Hallelujah. It's ready to win. That's potential. Potential says you have something under your hood that'll help you win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got something under the hood. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God. I love that. See, God wants you to put a demand on the potential so that what's under the hood will manifest. And when it does, he gets the glory. See, people have always thought that, well, God don't care if you get your prayers answered or not, but he wants you to get your prayers answered because he gets glory when you do. See, you're much more than people can see. You're designed to be limitless. There's some stuff under the hood. Hallelujah. God pulled you from himself and he put himself in you. You understand? He pulled you from himself. Hallelujah. And he put himself in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, he wired you to operate like him. You understand that? When you don't function by faith, you malfunction. And too many Christians have been malfunctioned for too long. The enemy's job is to reduce you to fallen man's standards. But God wants to take you up. See, the devil wants to take you down to a lower level. In 2 Thessalonians 3:2, in the Amplified, it says, and that we may be delivered from perverse, improper, and unrighteous, and wicked, actively malicious men, for not everyone has faith and is held to it by it. See, fallen man does not have faith. They may be smart in the world, but they don't have faith like you have. In Romans 12:2, it says, do not be condemned or conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be you transformed, changed, so that you may prove to yourselves or for yourselves what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Tells you not to be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're not going to believe these things just because I get up here and tell you. You're going to believe them because you get in the Word and begin to believe it for yourself. Believe what God said you could have. Believe God said you could have long life. Believe you don't have to fall apart at 50. Hallelujah. Believe, you know, that you can still have some life in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I met an old lady the other day, and she was going along. I mean, I thought, whoa. And so somebody said, you know, how old she was. She is 89 years old, and I'm telling you, she was just flying. And I thought, glory to God, that's the way, you know, we're supposed to have some life in us. We don't have to do like the world. You know, they get a certain age, and oh, you know what, at 40 your eyes going, 50 your ears going. I can't remember what it is that goes at 60, you know. isn't that a sight? Glory to God. You're going to have to change your thinking, change your mind, renew that mind to the Word of God. Hallelujah. You don't have to be put down like the enemy's trying to take you down to a lower level. You understand? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, be not conformed to this world. Religion conforms you to the world. It's not true Christianity. You and I have the ability through faith to get things on outside of time. You understand? Do you understand that? Faith stops time in its tracks. Remember when Joshua told time to stand still? He said, sun and moon, stand still. He did that by faith. I prayed for people to be healed that had a cast on, and they took the cast off. They were healed immediately. My son had a brace on his knee when he was a little boy, and his knee was broken, but they didn't put a cast on it because it would get stiff, so they put a brace on it. And bless God, he x-rayed it, and it was broke. But Scott just reached out by faith, and he came, and he's carrying the thing in his hand. That brace. And you know what that brace costs us? A whole lot of money. I don't know why he didn't do that the day before. I'm kidding you. Anyway, here he come. We were at a service, and we were singing this song. I used to sing with a quartet, and we were singing Jesus on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. If you want a healing, here comes Scott with that brace in his hand. Mom, I said, what are you doing, Scott? The master healer has touched me, he said. Hallelujah. Bless God. So then we go back to the doctor and take the brace, and he said, what happened? And I said, well, you know, he used his faith. And he said, well, maybe it wasn't broke. I said, you're the one that told me it's broke. You're the one, for goodness sake, make up your mind. Hallelujah. See, if you teach your kids and your grandkids to believe God, they won't know how to believe, not believe. They just know how to believe. Hallelujah. Don't teach, oh, honey, be careful, you're going to get hurt. Isn't that a great thing to tell a little kid? Oh, be careful, you're going to fall down and get hurt. Don't be telling your kids that. Hallelujah. Come on, I heard a lot of amens. But you know what? I prayed for a lady who had a rod in her back. And immediately she could move her neck. And she could bend her neck. What takes 6 to 8 weeks to heal sometimes, Dr. Jesus can do it in six to eight seconds. I mean, he goes outside of time. You understand? Hallelujah. Faith dominates time. Doctors base their knowledge on wisdom of fallen man. But with the wisdom of God is the word. When you get the wisdom of God, he usually gives you one word. He doesn't need test tubes. Hallelujah. For by grace and merited favor of God given to me, I warn everyone among you not to estimate and think of himself more highly than he ought, and not to have an exaggerated opinion of his own importance, but to rate his ability with sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith apportioned to him by God. See, we're not to think, we're to think highly of ourselves. You hear me? I said to a lady once, my, you look nice. She said, that's pride. Stop that. I do not look nice. Not anymore, you don't. We are to think highly of ourselves, but not more highly than we ought. You understand? We need to find out who we are. We're royalty. We are. We're royalty, and we should act like it. And you know what? You don't see the Queen of England out there fighting on the street or fussing and carrying on. You don't see that. She may do some things we don't approve of, but she's, you know, she's royalty, and she acts like royalty. Hallelujah. We need to act like royalty. In the book of Ruth, she ate a boy, you know, she ate corn out of Boaz's sack. She was getting royal seed. You understand? See, we won't get any of that till we really change our way of thinking. If you think health, provision, and prosperity, you'll come up to that. But if you think poverty, sickness, and disease, and lack, you'll sink to that. Hallelujah. Think soberly. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So when you got saved, you got the measure of God's faith. There are people who try to develop their bodies. They go to the gym and they work to build muscles. And then others go to the university and develop their mind, and they study a lot. But it seems like people have put their spirits last. The Bible tells us that the flesh profits nothing. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't exercise and take care of our body, but we're to put our spirits first so they'll get strong. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He said, those things that we wrestle with in our minds could be taken care of if we had the spiritual strength to control it. See, we need the word. Even when you sing songs, make sure it's the word. Don't sing unbelief. Where in the world did they ever get that song? Build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. He said he's going to build. Don't show me no cabin. He promised me a mansion and I intend to get one. Hallelujah. I don't want a cabin in the corner of glory land or standing somewhere in the shadows. You'll find Jesus. There's no shadows where Jesus is. You understand? Hallelujah. See, the just shall live by faith. When we were not saved, we were disconnected from God. And you know, we couldn't develop to our full potential. But when we got connected with God through Jesus Christ, he empowers us to return to our original state, which Adam had before the fall. And you know what? That's when the operation of faith takes over, and the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. Your faith is highly affected by what you hear. The Bible warns us to take heed what we hear. Mark 4:24, and he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be measured, will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. And more besides will be given to those who hear. And we all got ears and hear, but when you hear with your spirit, when you know, what you hear will come into your heart and affect your faith. Did you ever have a doctor tell you something other than what you were believing for? And what he says will come in and affect your faith if you don't watch out? Well, I was really believing that they would find nothing. I was just believing that. And then they found something. So that's going to affect your faith if you let it. This lady said to me today, the doctor, when they first operated, said there was nothing. And now the doctor today come back and said there's something. Well, what are you going to believe, and what are you going to believe for? You know, if you're not careful, that kind of stuff can really hurt you. It can hurt your faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So get so strong in the word, so strong on that faith of who you are, that when they tell you something like that, you just don't believe it. When they said to me, you have that mass in your breast and this is what we're looking for when we look for these things, I said no. You know what? I wasn't smart about it. I just said no. You know what? I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and that stuff can't live on me. Hallelujah. Yeah, she thought it was a little strange, but she probably thought it was a little strange anyway. So that don't bother me. I was a little strange, but I don't have a mass. You understand? Because something rose up in me. No, I'm the righteousness of God. When something comes at you, say, no, I am the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Bless God. In Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flows the springs of life. What you let go in there is what's going to come out. Garbage in, garbage out. Sometimes we go someplace and hear things are just completely out of line with the Word of God. You may even agree with it. But if it's not what the Word says, the next thing you know, you'll allow something to come into your spirit, and you'll start saying what that was. See, that's like somebody moving from Rockford to Atlanta. If they stay there very long, they'll start talking funny. They'll sound like those people, you know. Faith is far beyond the mental. See, some things are far beyond the mental. When God deals with you, he deals with you according to your potential. He doesn't deal with you according to where you are right now. God's a faith God. Look at Gideon. Now, you can read that later. It's Judges 6, starts with verse 12. Gideon was hiding. He was hiding from the Midianites. And he was in a cave hiding. He looked like a coward to me. And Jesus comes, or the angel of the Lord, which I believe was Jesus, came and said to him, you mighty man of valor. You mighty man of valor. Well, it didn't look like a man of valor to me, and it didn't look like it to him either. He said, if I'm all this, then how come I'm sitting here? And he said, I'm broke. I come from a poor family. I have no education. I'm the least in my father's house. How can I do anything? Well, in the first place, he lied. Because if he's that broke, how come he had a servant? It said he had a servant. I thought, man, I don't have a servant. Hallelujah. But look at this. Here's this coward sitting, you know, hiding out from his enemy. But God doesn't see that. He sees his future. I love that. God made his potential. God is the author of it. And he put something on the inside of him, and now he has to get it out of him. Hallelujah. Look at you. God put potential inside of you, but that's not how you see yourself. So now God has to get that out of you. I'm saying that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And by the instruction of the Holy Spirit, he knows how to lead you to a place where that potential will come out. Hallelujah. But you'll help it along if you'll take the word. Now look at this. In Genesis 15, in the Amplified, verse 1, it said, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward will be exceeding great. That word reward, if you look it up in the Hebrew, it means salary. I love that. Glory to God. I'm your salary. Hallelujah. And Abram said, Lord God, what can you give me since I'm going on from this world childless, and he shall be the owner and heir of my house as this steward, Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram continued, look, you've given me no child, and a servant born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord come to him and saying, this man shall not be your heir. He said, but he who shall come out of your own body. Now, he's 75 years old at this time, and Sarah's been barren their whole life. She never could have a baby. Hallelujah. And he brought him outside of his tent into the starlight and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you're able to number them. Then he said, so shall your descendants be. Now, is he going to believe what he's seen and what he's thought all his life, or is he going to believe what the Lord is saying? I'm asking you, are you going to believe what you've been thinking all your life, or are you going to believe what the Word of God says? Hallelujah. And he, look, this is what he did. Hallelujah. And he, Abram, believed in, trusted in, relied on, and remained steadfast to the law, Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness, or right standing with God. If he counted that as right standing with God, he'll count your faith as right standing too. He showed him in the stars. You know, he showed him the stars. I'm telling you that God deals with you by faith, and he thinks of you in terms of your potential. You cannot talk God out of it, because Gideon tried. Hallelujah. Moses tried. Oh, Lord, I stutter. I don't talk very well. You know, Mark 6, verse 35, and when the day was already far gone, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desolate and an isolated place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away to go to the country and villages round about and buy themselves something to eat. But he replied, give them something to eat yourself. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii, about $40 worth of bread, and give them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had looked and knew, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Then he commanded the people to recline on the green grass by the companies. So they threw themselves down in ranks of hundreds and fifties with the regularity of an arrangement of, I don't know, I'm going to skip that part. I don't know what that makes. An arrangement of bed of herbs looking like the many garden plots. Anyway, that's the Amplified. Hallelujah. But it said, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 small handbags, baskets full of broken pieces from the loaves and of the fishes. And those who ate were 5,000 men. They say there's men as 12 to 15,000 people ate off of a little boy's fish sandwich, you know, fish lunch. Jesus could produce provision on a moment's notice. He produced provision at a moment's notice. And that's where I want to get. When a person is sick and dying, I want to be able to help them right away. We went to the hospital Monday and prayed for a lady in an induced coma. Now, I had gone the last Monday, and I had commanded her to get up, and I just thought she got up and went home. I mean, I just figured she did. But she didn't. She was still there. Now, she was better, but she was still there. Her numbers were improving, and they're encouraged. But I want better. You understand? I want to get all from God I can get. I want and I believe God wants me to improve. I'm not talking about doing things for people that they can do for themselves, but But to stand in the gap and see results for people who don't know how to help themselves. Hallelujah. I want to be able to, at the moment's notice, to produce what they don't have. Don't you? Hallelujah. I'm aiming at that, and that's what Jesus did. And he said we'd do the same things he did. We're supposed to copy Jesus, and he produced provision at a moment's notice. Now, that touches my heart. See, if somebody had a bad situation, you can help them right away from your own effort. You know, if you could just begin to command that to come, and it come. And I believe as we begin to believe what we say, we'll have that. Jesus placed a demand on the potential in them. He said, feed them. They were thinking like the system, work and make money to feed them. Now, there's nothing wrong with work, but these people would have starved before they made enough money to feed them. People could die waiting on the system to come up with a cure for cancer or other life-threatening diseases. See, in the news the other day, and this is kind of a side note, there's a man from Illinois that contacted MERS. And they say it's life-threatening. It's in Illinois, people. Now, right here, are we going to get all our whack and worried and scared we're going to get it? Or are you going to use your faith and make a statement? Every disease germ and every virus dies instantly when it touches my body in the name of Jesus. You know, we can't live in fear. I know people who are scared out of their wits that they're going to get something. Hallelujah. I tell that stuff, you can't live on my body. Bless God, viruses and junk. Just tell it, you can't live on my body. Jesus showed him how to produce provision, you know, without a job. He showed the lady with the issue of blood how to get healed without medicine. Don't you love it? Hallelujah. He showed the man with the withered hand how to get it straight without therapy. Come on, people. He showed the widow how to bring her son back to life without a respirator. He showed the blind man how to see without an operation. He showed the leper how to get healed without treatment. Do you see? That's how Jesus did it. Glory to God. We are to follow his example. Now, if you need to go to the doctor, go. But start building your faith as you're going. You understand? I got an email about a girl in the first year of Bible school who got a healing for her family just with her faith. They had a severe kidney problem last week, and she came up and just stood there and had me pray with her. And the next day, they went back, and there was no kidney problem. They didn't even find a problem. Hallelujah. And they told her kidneys had shut down. Are you seeing this? She came in faith, and she got it. See, I'm saying this is the potential we have. You got really quiet. Hallelujah. Did you go Presbyterian or something else on me? Come on. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. If you're Presbyterian, don't get mad at me, okay? May I should have said what I was. But anyway, bless God. We're not part of the frozen chosen, okay? Hallelujah. Bless God. See, We want to back up and make excuses. Well, God gave us doctors so we could use them. Yes, he did, but he has a better way. People, let me ask you this. What if this Obama care sends us broke and the doctors quit? I'm just saying, what if it did? Some of the people that are predicting this stuff, what if you can't get into a doctor? What if there's a long line, like in Canada, you know, where there's lines and you could die before you could see a doctor. What are you going to do then? That's where I'm talking to you from. I'm not trying to talk doom and gloom. God's going to take care of us. But he expects you to build your faith. Hallelujah. So that we don't have to run to the doctor every time. If you need a doctor, bless God, go. Hallelujah. But you go in faith. Don't just get up and go and take everything they say. Hallelujah. Use your faith on little things to build up to the bigger things. Don't give up and just take it because it shows up. I know the potential that's in you because Jesus said it's in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And remember, when Jesus came walking on the water, it's Matthew 14. And I'm going to hurry along here because somebody told me I was long-winded. No, we wouldn't name him or nothing. Hallelujah. Matthew 14 talks about it. Go ahead, tell her yourself. Hallelujah. Anyway, you know, Jesus went walking on the water, and Jesus told him, be not afraid. And then Peter said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come on the water. And Jesus said, come. Well, what's he going to say? It's not me. Oh, it's really not me. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water. Now, would Jesus have told Peter to come and walk on the water if it hadn't been God's will? No. So what do you think Jesus was trying to tell us? He wanted us to see. He wanted us to use our faith to bring us to a place where he could manifest his potential. I'm not telling you you're going to walk on the swimming pool. I'm not telling you that. But he wants your potential. He's trying to push us out of our boat. You understand? He wants you to know who you are. He can, you know, you can speak things. And I do. I talk to the weather. I talk to plants. I talk to the disease. I talk to junk. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, go to the book. Say what it says. And don't hang around people who talk negative all the time. Hallelujah. You don't dare ask some people how they are. You don't have all day. You know, that's really true. Hallelujah. You just don't have all day. Bless God. Some people, if they got healed, they wouldn't have nothing to talk about. You know? Bless God. So go to the book and say what it says. We need to go the way of faith. You have faith and your faith can grow. What caused that tree to dry up when Jesus spoke to it? Hallelujah. You know, what did he say? Well, he told it what to do. Why did the wind and the sea obey him? It obeyed his faith. Hallelujah. See, our words have to be converted to faith. And, we have to say what the word says. I know people who speak words all the time from the Bible with no results. I know a man who could quote most of the book of Luke, but had no anointing on it. I was so jealous. I wanted to be able to quote that. But at least, you know, I wanted it with some anointing. He could just spout it off, but he didn't know what it said. You know, we need to get that word. Let that birth inside of you where that word begins to come up. And bless God where we see miracles, where we see our prayers answered. Hallelujah. You understand? Glory to God. God made us to be winners. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, that man just memorized the book, but he put no faith in it. I wanted to memorize that like that, but I just couldn't seem to get it all memorized. My point is that the word has to be converted to faith. It goes through a process and comes out a force. You understand that? Let your faith do that for you. Sometimes, you know, if I'm trying to unscrew a cap and it won't budge, I can turn it in the name of Jesus. You understand? Did you ever do that? I started my car in the name of Jesus when it had a dead battery and wouldn't start, and I need to get someplace, and I talked to it, and I told it, you will start in the name of Jesus, and it started. Roy told me, said, Evelyn, there's no way you could have started that car, but I did. I mean, it wasn't me. It was my faith started it. Hallelujah. Use your faith on things, and you say, well, you're just abusing it. No, God gave it to us to use it. Hallelujah. Bless God. When I was at the limit of natural strength, then I backed off and used the force of faith in the name of Jesus. Did you ever try to open something you can't get open? I do that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, whatever it is, if you need a healing, let your faith work. If you need finances, let your faith work. You know, you need the word, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But you know what? You must get that word converted into faith. Do you understand that? See, bring the word into a place where the word itself has built you up with substance, and when you release it as a force of faith, it'll work for you. Meditate. Hallelujah. Meditate on that word till it gets so big in you that it don't have any reason not. I mean, it just has to work. You understand? And we want everything yesterday, you know. Give me faith, or give me patience, Lord, but hurry. Bless God. See, did the wind and the way and the sea obey Jesus? It obeyed his faith. You know, get your faith in the picture. Will the wind and the sea obey you? I mean, that wind obeys me. Hallelujah. And just twice in the last couple of weeks, when that storm has come up and they said, if you're in McChesney Park, you better get in the basement now. I heard the guy say it on TV. I said, no. I stood in the window and I said, you won't get back up there. You will not hail on my house. You'll not knock stuff down with the wind. Get up there in Jesus' name. You pass over us. And it did. Come on, hallelujah. That won't just work for me, it'll work for you. Hallelujah. I've told you about that night I was up here, and we were in church a couple of years ago, and Scott texted his wife, and he said, tell Mom to get back here. So I went back there, and he said, come on, Mom, we got to go out of here. He said, show me on his phone, you know, how the storm was coming right. I mean, it was a tornado headed right for us. And he and I just got out there and began to talk to that storm and tell it, you'll lift up, you will not touch us or ours. And bless God, some little boy comes, lady, what are you doing? I said, I'm talking to that cloud. Hallelujah. And Scott said, look at this, Mom, it just parted. Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. You ought to get excited about that stuff. Hallelujah. Because it won't just work for me. It'll work for you. You see a storm coming at you. Don't run and hide. Get out there. Don't be stupid. Don't run out in a, you know. But, well, you know, some people, oh, you told me to. So they get out there and get blown away. No. Take your faith. I stood in that window. I said, you will lift. Hallelujah. I remember when I was over to Bev's and there was the blackest cloud I'd ever seen. It was just coming up over our house. We stood out there in the yard and said, you will lift and you'll go over us. And it did. It did, but you got to build your faith. But a lot of you guys will tell me, hey, I did that. I was someplace and it looked black and I used that faith. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. So those things will obey you. The secret is that when you're operating in faith, you're operating in the eternal realm. The eternal realm is the spiritual things. Natural things are controlled by spiritual things. See, Jesus cut that tree down at the root. He cut it off past the physical, and it died. Hallelujah. The world will, you know, the world deals with their problems and the level of the leaves. You understand? Hallelujah. But Jesus dealt with the tree on the level of the spirit, the place you couldn't see. God's people go to the root of things. Hallelujah. Let's go to the root of the disease. You know, if we manage it from that level, we can conquer any resistance that comes up to keep you from your success. Satan is not in the realm of the spirit. You know, he has to tempt us on the level that's common to man. You understand? He can't pull something out of the spirit and use it on you. He has to use what's common to man. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. Bless God. The promise, you know, the promises are ours. The promises of God are mine. And you've got to get to know that. When the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she took her healing. He didn't even know she was there, but she took it. And the enemy's trying to keep you from your healing. You're going to have to take it. The promised land was occupied by the Ites. And they had, you know, the Israelites had to go in and take it. Now I have to take my stuff back. God's not holding it from you. That's the point I want to get to you. God's not holding your stuff. He's already released it. The devil's blocking it. And you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to get your faith that takes. It just takes it back. Hallelujah. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace belongs to me. Take it. Joy belongs to me. Take it. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be unto God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory is mine. Take it. When the devil tells you you're a loser, quote that to him. Hallelujah. You don't tell the devil, get out. I win. Healing is mine. Take it. Joy is mine. Take it. Prosperity is mine. Take it. How do you take it? By faith. Call those things that be not as though they were. Find a promise and take it by faith. Hallelujah. He put it in the word for you, and the word is there. It's life to those that find it. Start searching for it. Confess it. Release it. Victory is yours. Peace is yours. Joy is yours. Claim victory over your needs. Hallelujah. And the word will become flesh. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. You understand? I can get that word that promised me something and it can become money. Hallelujah. My faith can become, call in the money I need. Hallelujah. Whoa, glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you. Father, help us to get this in our spirit, to get that down in us, God. Father, that we can take our faith and use that word and get it to appear in the natural, God, the things that we need. And I thank you for that. God, teach us how to do that. Teach us how to get that word down in us, God. And teach us how to seek first the kingdom of God. Just teach us that, Father. Now, God, I bless these. I ask, God, that you keep them safe. God, keep them holy. Keep them close to you. God, keep them close to the throne. Don't let them get away with nothing. God, I just ask, Father, that they hear your voice, that they get revelation out of the word. God, that they get hungry for time with you. God, I just confess over them that their needs are met. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're up here to pray for you. I dismiss you. I thank you. That wasn't too long, was it? Say that real loud. I'm playing with you. I'm playing with you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Come back next week and invite people. You know what? We can get them healed. We can get them healed here because of the word of God. And God's going to allow you to be used to get people healed. Hallelujah.